Bid welcome to our visitors and friends today. You know, there's no other place in all the world that we'd rather welcome you than in the house of God. So we bid you welcome today, and we trust that God will speak to your heart while you are here and will bring a special blessing into your life so that we might know who you are, and our members might be able to recognize you. Would you mind just lift your hand for a moment if you're visiting, so we can see you and present you with a visitor's card. Thank you so much. I see a whole row of our friends, and we are delighted to see you and have you with us. I think this is marvelous. Even the janitor came to church today. I'm telling you, I ought to really preach good today. We are really happy to welcome each of you, and I hope that you find a blessing in worshiping with us. You take time now to speak to somebody and say a good word to them before you leave. We have today many announcements that are listed here for you in the bulletin. I would call your attention to these, especially the one tonight, Brother Stephen Feehan, one of our members, will be ordained as a preacher of the gospel. And I hope that you can come and be here for this service. He is now in Southeastern Seminary. He will graduate this year. He's been called to a church at the Chapel Hill Baptist Church at Tyner, North Carolina. And I know that you will want to be here to encourage him and to take part in it. I hope all the deacons will come, because you will have a special part in this. I might insert here, as a part of last Sunday's celebration, one of my good friends and one of the certainly ladies who loves the Lord and loves our church tremendously, because of our association through the years, sent in a substantial gift to our Roland Carver Lynch Education Fund. This is used for the education of ministers and those who are going into full-time Christian service. And so I would like to recognize that. Brother Lynch was one of our trustees when I came as pastor. That was 37 years ago. And he was always in church. He was always here. So his life and his influence and his service will continue in throughout eternity because of the gift that has been given. Now, let me call your attention to Monday. That's not here on this calendar. But on Monday, I will conduct two funerals. There will be one at 11 o'clock, Mrs. Clara McLean, that will be held here in the auditorium. And she and her husband were longtime members of our congregation, you will want to be here, perhaps, for the service if you can. At 2 o'clock on Monday, I will have the second funeral service for Brother Glenn Bunch, who also passed away. So remember this on Monday. On Tuesday, the Friendship Bible class meets at 12 noon. You guess what they're doing. Then on, I think on Wednesday, we have the church committees were scheduled to meet at 6:30, go over their duties and study pamphlets and to discover what they need to do in the coming year. That's Wednesday at 6:30. And then at 7:30, the hour of prayer, at which time our deacons will be in charge of prayer meeting. So these and other good things that will be coming and taking place this week, I hope that you will avail yourselves of these. One other RA announcement by Billy Bryant.
Next Saturday, Royal Ambassador Day will be held at the University of Richmond. It's once a year, and they're having it this year, University of Richmond versus Wake Forest. This invitation is open to all the men of the church and all the boys, first through 12th grade. I would ask the men of the church to take particular note of it because it is a time for us to go up and enjoy the fellowship with other churches throughout our state. It's a wonderful day. The church bus will leave here at 7:30 Saturday morning and will return approximately 7:30 Saturday night. The lunch, the ball game, the special presentation at the center at University of Richmond, and the whole day's activities are only $2.50 per boy or per man. And I would invite any of you who are interested in going to please let Butch Prescott or Kenny Young know after services this morning, because I'm going to be tied up in a meeting afterwards. But if y'all would let them two know, they're up in the balcony, and let yourselves get put on the list. I've got 25 tickets ordered, so it'll be first come, first serve. And I'd love to see some of our senior men enjoy all day Saturday if they'd enjoy going up with us on the bus. So we look forward to seeing you next Saturday morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Billy. Now we sing the doxology, all right? Father, we give thanks to thee for thy presence and thy help in every hour. We come today not in our own strength, but we come today expecting God to supply every need. And so we know thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thus this hour, our Father, we pray the guidance through the word of God to enlighten us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we want to turn to hymn 231. Hymn number 231. All right.
Thank you.
Well, we needed about 10 more stanzas of that. Now we come to a very wonderful time in our church. Thanksgiving. Well, we had a lot of that last Sunday, and I appreciate it. And we have some more today. And so we're going to ask Stella to come and begin by giving a testimony of Thanksgiving for our property committee and other things. Stella, nice to have you this morning on the program.
I want to read a scripture, and in every point you will be enriched for every kind of generosity, that generosity which through you produces thanksgiving to God. For the ministrations of this act of voluntary service not only fills up the lacks of God's dedicated people, but it also does something special for God through the many thanksgivings it produces. 2 Corinthians 9:11 through 12. I'm sure Paul wasn't talking to the property committee of First Church at Corinth when he wrote these verses, but they seem to say to us at South Norfolk Baptist that we have been enriched in everything by the service given by and to his saints. Many services around the church and grounds have been done in recent weeks. It seems that when you're having company, sometimes you get a little bit busy because you want things to look nice. And not only by the members of this property committee, but by volunteers also. Paint has been donated, mats and tables have been given, doors have been painted, railings and light fixtures removed and cleaned, and even the ladies' restroom was given a new look, and the stage in Hughes Fellowship Hall has been repaired, brass door handles have been buffed and polished, and the front columns were repaired and painted. The lawn shows that extra touch with the edging that was done to the counterfeit brick. And removing the fence and the supporting post near our building put the finishing touches on it all. And preacher, one of the last jobs that was performed this week was the hanging of your portrait in Hughes Education Building foyer. And all these things have made our church so beautiful, and says to the member, the visitor, and the stranger, we love you. Please come and join us in worship. Woody Bunch, would you please come forward a little bit? And all the members of Woody's committee, he's the chairman of the property committee, would you please stand? Mr. Cofer, right, okay. All right, now, will all the members of our church family who have volunteered some of their time in this year, please stand? Whether you've painted, whether you've been out here this last two or three weeks working, all of you who've helped in the building, would you please stand? Preacher, you helped to paint too.
Yes.
Thank you very much, and I hope that we can show our appreciation to the property committee by now taking care of our building as if it were our very own home. Now, will everyone who helped in any way to prepare for the praise service that we had last week and the reception last Sunday for our pastor, those who were on the program personnel, the kitchen help, the serving help, the ladies who were in the nursery and the extended nursery session, because it was extended last week a little longer, the decorating people, and those who are in the choir, the ushers, and the greeters. Would all of you in the foyer just step forward, and all of you back here stand up, please, because each one of us has had a part, and we were blessed by doing this. So all over, if you had a part, now I see a lot of people who worked last week, and I saw some that even got down and scrubbed a little corner when it was needed. To each of you, wait just 1 minute, we want to say thank you again. I know your labor was a labor of love, and I think it shows. And in the name of Jesus Christ and His church, we just want to say thank you.
Our next recognition this morning will be given by Brother Julian Parcell for our Sunday school.
As you all know, tomorrow begins a new day of a new Sunday school. Yeah, I'm certainly glad it wasn't today, because I got off to a bad start this morning. I arrived at the church about 8:45, and one of our good ladies was standing out there with bags up this way waiting for the door to open, and good brother was standing there. I said, hurry up and open this door. And there was a newspaper laying there. I couldn't figure out what newspaper was they doing there. I couldn't figure how anyone would get out here in time to read it before Sunday school. So I opened the door and they brought the paper on in and was trying to figure out what to do with the paper. I go on about my business. I was up on the second floor. They came up to Julian and said, police are looking for you. I said, uh-oh. I'd forgotten to cut the alarm off. So if you don't believe that alarm is working, you just try to get in here and not cut it off. And you will have company in a few minutes. First, I would like to thank all of those who have worked so diligently and so faithful in this past Sunday school year. You have done a wonderful job. And we hope to have your cooperation and your help this coming year. The Sunday School Council has been planning and praying and hoping for great things for the incoming year. And this will require your prayer and your help. That is what makes something work, is a group working together. The nominating committee has done a wonderful job of recruiting workers, yet we still need more. Not one single is without leadership. This department has over 100 on roll, and to me, this is a crucial department. This group is at an age when they really need the church and need all the support we can give them. If you are asked to work, please let prayer and thought be one of your main objectives, prayer especially, before you say no to take a position in the church. I was reading the last chapter in St. John, and I would like to read a couple of verses to you. Then Peter turned about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved falling, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. I was checking in William Barker's commentary, and I would like to read to you what he had to say about this. Let a man serve Christ where Christ has set him, as Jesus said to Peter, never mind the task that is given to someone else. Your job is to follow me. That is what he is still saying to us. Follow me. Each one of us in our glory is never in comparison with others, other men. Our glory is the service of Christ in whatever capacity he has allotted us. It may be small, but whatever we do, we may not do it so good, but if we do it with sincerity and for Christ, that is all he is asking of us, is to do what he tells us to do the best we can do. Now at this time, I would like to recognize all those who have agreed to work in the incoming year in the Sunday School. And to save a little time, I'm going to ask you to just stand where you are, if you will, please. Everyone that is working in this coming year's Sunday School. We should have more than that. Preacher, would you lead us in a prayer? That's good.
Our Father, we thank thee for this day and for these workers and for the opportunity of service in Christ's kingdom. We know that the Lord does give us the privilege, and we know that he rewards us as we serve him. We pray for each of these, give them strength and wisdom and direction. And may each department grow, and may each teacher be challenged through the power of thy Spirit, knowing that the work will not be done in their own strength, but in the strength and the power of the Lord. In his name we dedicate all of these, and for his sake we ask it. Amen. Now we have one other to come, and that is Brother Gail Harrell. Our chairman of deacons will come and make some presentations of appreciation at this time.
I'm glad Stella cleared something up for me this morning, because she'd been saying all along that we were going to hang the preacher in the hall, but it was deportment. And you cleared that up this morning. Thank you, Stella, for that. You know, I was thinking coming to church this morning about a couple of Jesus' disciples. One of them wanted to sit on the right, and one wanted to sit on the left. And Jesus, after he took a towel and began to wash the disciples' feet, he taught them this lesson. He said, if you're going to be great, be a minister. And so often we overlook the ones that ministered to us in so many ways. And at a deacon's meeting not so long ago, someone suggested that we ought to show our appreciation. And today we are going to do something that is long overdue. We want to show our appreciation to our church staff. And because I'm getting old and Julian's a lot younger, he's going to do my running for me this morning. So first we'd like to recognize Mary Morgan. It says here that she's our church secretary, but Mary does everything. And she has really been a blessing to this church.
just a minute.
Let's open it up.
All right.
Let it break, huh? Mary, could you come down and get this?
She did.
You can't haul this thing out, huh? Now, isn't it wonderful that I have had a secretary for 25 years? She's got first-hand knowledge of my sermons, and if y'all run out of some preachers on Sundays, you never mind. God bless you, Mary.
And you know, there's times that we just put more on Mary than she can possibly get done. So then Linda Elliott is always available to help us out at this time.
Come on, walk fast. Come on. That's the way to come.
Now the fellow that you see every Sunday here, and practically every day in the week, that is really a great musician, great organist, pianist. He's been working with our choir, and we want to show our appreciation now to Russell Matthews.
Come forward, where is he?
Russell, I'll take that.
I'm getting lost.